FSI Italian, Unit 7. You have now learned three kinds of intonation patterns: a low or stress drop intonation, a high or stress rise intonation, and a post-stress drop intonation. Frame 2. If the first two patterns are indicative of casual utterances, what is the post-stress drop intonation indicative of? The answer is potentially emphatic utterances. In addition to these three patterns, there is a fourth type that is heard in Italian in both information questions and yes-no questions. Because this fourth type usually suggests greater personal involvement or greater self-interest than the other three patterns, we will say that it is indicative of an interested utterance. This fourth type of intonation may be divided into two subtypes. Subtype number one has a low stressed syllable followed by a rise in pitch level as one goes from the stressed nucleus to the end of the utterance. The stressed nucleus means the stressed syllable plus any non-final unstressed syllable or syllables. Examples.
Chi è?
È Amanda.
Sì.
È Agata.
Subtype number two has a high stressed syllable followed by first a drop in pitch level on or leading to the last syllable, and then a rise in pitch level as the voice fades into silence. Example.
Chi è? È Amanda?
Sì.
È Agata?
Looking at the diagrams of frame 6, repeat after the model.
Chi è? È Amanda?
Sì.
È Agata?
Now look at the diagrams of frame 7 and repeat after the model.
Chi è? È Amanda?
Sì.
È Agata?
Frame 10. What is the meaning of the intonations we have been hearing in frames 8 and 9? The answer is an interested question. Repeat the following casual information question, followed by the interested information question of subtype number 1.
Chi è?
Chi è?
Chi è?
Chi è?
Repeat the following casual information question, followed by the interested information question of subtype number 2.
Chi è?
Chi è?
Chi è?
Chi è?
Repeat the following casual yes-no question, followed by the interested yes-no question of subtype number 1.
È Amanda?
È Amanda?
È Amanda?
È Amanda?
Repeat the following casual yes-no question, followed by the interested yes-no question of subtype number 2.
È Amanda?
È Amanda?
È Amanda?
È Amanda?
Frame 15. Identify the following utterance as a casual question or an interested question. Repeat each time.
È Agata? È Agata?
The answer is an interested question. Frame 16. What about this one?
È Agata? È Agata?
The answer is an interested question. Frame 17. And this one?
È Amanda? E Amanda?
The answer is a casual question. Frame 18. Is the following a casual question, a potentially emphatic question, or an interested question?
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is a casual question. Frame 19. What about this question?
È Luca? È Luca?
The answer is a casual question. Frame 20. And this one?
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is a potentially emphatic question. Frame 21. And this one?
È Luca? È Luca?
The answer is a potentially emphatic question. Frame 22. And this one?
È Luca? È Luca?
The answer is a potentially emphatic question. Frame 23. And this one?
È Luca? È Luca?
The answer is an interested question. Frame 24. Is this a question or a statement?
È Luca? È Luca?
The answer is a question. Frame 25. Is this a question or a statement?
È Tina? È Tina?
The answer is a question. Frame 26. What about this one?
È Tina. È Tina.
The answer is a statement. Frame 27. And this one?
Chi è? Chi è?
The answer is a question. Frame 28. And this one?
È Tina. È Tina?
The answer is a question. Frame 29. What about this one?
È Pia? È Pia?
The answer is a question. The consonant you just heard in the preceding example is one that had not been presented earlier. It is a sound very much like the second consonant heard in the English word spy. If you listen carefully, you can hear a difference in the pronunciation of the sounds represented by the letter P in the following two English words, par, far. In the word par, the letter P stands for an aspirated sound type, but in the word far, there is no aspiration. Listen again. Par, far. Par, far. The Italian sound type represented as shown is, therefore, more like the sound type represented by the letter P in far than like the initial consonant of par. It is, in other words, not aspirated. Occurring after the word e, it, like any other initial consonant following e, is strongly pronounced. Repeat the question of frame 29.
È Pia? È Pia?
In order not to release a strong puff of air when making this consonant, you might try, as you were told to do for another consonant in Unit 3, thinking of inhaling rather than exhaling.
P. P. P.
feet.
Listen now to the Italian syllable feet, followed by the English word p. 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 Frame 37. Is the following Italian or English? P. P. The answer is Italian. Frame 38. What about this one? P. P. The answer is English. Frame 39. And this one? Pa. Pa. The answer is Italian. Test B. Answers not recorded. You will hear 20 utterances, each said 3 times. Identify the kind of utterance by checking 2 columns for each one. One check identifying the utterance as casual, potentially emphatic, or interested, and the second check identifying the utterance as a statement, an information question, or a yes-no question. Number 1.
E Agata. E Agata. E Agata.
Number 2.
E Agata. E Agata. E Agata.
Number 3.
Chi è? Chi è? Chi è?
Number 4.
Sì. Sì. Sì.
Number 5.
Chi è? Chi è? Chi è?
Number 6.
E Agata. E Agata. E Agata.
Number 7.
E Tina. E Tina. E Tina.
Number 8.
E Agata. E Agata. E Agata.
Number 9.
Sì. Sì. Sì.
Number 10.
Sì. Sì. Sì.
Number 11.
Chi è? Chi è? Chi è?
Number 12.
Sì. Sì. Sì.
Number 13.
E Agata. E Agata. E Agata.
Number 14.
E Agata. E Agata. E Agata.
Number 15.
C.
Number 16.
Pie.
Number 17.
E agata.
Number 18.
E agata.
Number 19.
Yay.
Number 20.
D.
This is the end of the recorded portion for Unit 7.